Where the cream has risen to the top and you skim it off to make butter. And then Blue John.
Is Blue John different from buttermilk?
Buttermilk is what you get after you make, after you churn the butter out.
Oh, okay.
And that's buttermilk. Now, they have cultured buttermilk, but that isn't really, in my opinion, it's clabbered milk that they call buttermilk. But buttermilk, once you get the butter out of it, has a specially good taste. And it sure is good for people who have a lot of indigestion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It helps them.
Is it like Blue John?
No, Blue John is the milk itself without the butterfat. The butterfat's been taken off of it.
That's Blue John. Okay.
Yeah, once you get the cream to the top, when you milk the cows, you put it in a pan, and the cream rises to the top by the next day, and you keep collecting this until you have enough cream to churn. You make butter.
And buttermilk.
And what's left is buttermilk.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Okay. So what's left in the pail after the cream has been skimmed off is...
Blue John.
Blue John. Okay, good. Have you ever heard it called thin milk?
Skim milk, yes.
Skim milk. Okay. Milk just beginning to turn is called...
Sour milk.
Okay. The milk product that comes in a little tub... that has solid bits in it. Sometimes you eat it with fruit.
Oh, what's the name of that? They sell it. I know what you mean, but I can't think of the word for it. Cause
it's very milky.
Huh?
It's very milky, and it has the little...
Yeah, but I can't think of the word for it. Because I never eat it.
Grandmom eats a lot of it.
Yeah. No, I never eat it. What's the name of it, though? I give up.
Cottage cheese?
Oh, yeah, I eat cottage cheese.
What did you think I was referring to, then?
Huh?
I wonder, what did you think I was...
Oh, that they have it in little cups and have fruit in it. What's the name of that?
Yogurt?
Yogurt. That's what I thought you meant.
Okay, the fruit through you.
Yeah. Okay. No, I eat lots of cottage cheese, but cottage cheese is actually what is left. It's a congealed buttermilk, kind of.
Oh, okay, interesting. Breads that you would make with corn.
Cornbread.
Now, what is cornbread?
It's made out of cornmeal.
How is it cooked?
It's baked, and it's milk and cornmeal and egg and oil and beat up together, and then it's baked.
And have you ever heard of a cornbread that's cooked in a skillet?
I've heard of corn pones, which... Well, more or less like a skillet, but what they are little corn-looking indentations in a steel pan, and you fill them full of... You heat these pans on top of the stove until the oil is bubbling. Then you put the dough in each little slot, and then you put them in the oven for a few minutes, and it's delicious, but it's very oily and fattening and everything else that it shouldn't be.
They sure are oily.
But we won't worry about that.
What about, what would you call bread made with wheat?
White bread.
Okay. And